And finally tonight, commentator Plathal Benjamin says thoughtless comments and speeches to the NAACP aren't the only problems Mitt Romney faces in his quest for the White House.
Mitt Romney loves to tell us how much he admired his father, George, and is quick to evoke his dad's rags-to-riches story as evidence that he knows what it's like to be poor, even if it's vicariously. He followed in his father's footsteps, up to a point. He became a corporate CEO like his dad. He became rich like his dad. He even became a governor like his dad. And now he's running for president like his dad. But there are some important differences. George Romney was a captain of industry and a real job creator as president of American Motors, which made American cars and employed tens of thousands of workers in the manufacturing process. Mitt was a corporate raider who kicked workers to the curb and fleeced them of their benefits to maximize the returns of his avaricious investors. Dad was a producer. Mitt is a parasite. Dad was a compassionate progressive Republican, and Mitt is a soulless reactionary. Dad was a man of principle. Mitt's ethical allegiance is dictated by expedience. Dad set the standard for public disclosure of one's financial assets and tax records at a minimum of 12 years. Mitt has given us 1 year, and only after constant admonitions from the press and persistent demands from his political adversaries. This is the arena where Mitt departs most radically from his dad's legacy. But considering all the flack it has caused, why is he resisting releasing more of his returns? Especially since the clamor is guaranteed to become more intense the longer he refuses to make more of his tax records and hidden offshore assets publicly available. After all, it was his beloved dad who said that you couldn't get a realistic picture of a person's financial profile and tax behavior from a single return, because it could be a fluke, tailored to paint a false picture. But Mitt is keeping his tax records under deep cover, issuing perfunctory statements about meeting all the tax requirements that are legal, while denying that he has any personal knowledge of what these assets and investments are because they're in a blind trust. However, Mitt seems to forget that we're living in an era of videotape, and he can be seen in living color explaining how blind trusts are legal rules rich people use to dupe the public, because the owner of the trust always knows what's going on. So his position now amounts to little more than dishonest, loyally double talk. Nobody believes that Mitt is stupid enough to engage in tax evasion. But everybody who understands the game goes, the only reason for setting up corporations and bank accounts in offshore tax havens like the Cayman and Bermuda Islands is to avoid paying your fair share of taxes. The difference is the former is illegal and the latter is legal. And that's what frightens Mitt. We know that he is already scandalously undertaxed at 15% when working stiffs pay 33%. But we don't know what he pays on earnings accrued through his offshore corporations, since those earnings are not reported to the IRS. However, Mitt knows that while what he's doing may not be illegal, it is definitely immoral. And moving money abroad to avoid paying American taxes, even when he's paying less than the rate the average people pay, it is not what most Americans expect from a man who seeks to become their president. That's why President Obama is relentlessly pressing the issue, and Mitt is desperately trying to keep us from sneaking a peek at his multi-year tax returns. It may also explain why rapper Lauryn Hill is off to jail, and Mitt is running for president. From New York City, this is Plathal Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.